Chapter 1 Sophie approached the doorway to the open pit pub. Like every commercial site on the Mallet, the doors stayed rolled up during business hours, and the open pit was always doing business. She wouldn't come here if she had a choice. If she didn't need the black market meds, there would be only two reasons for a detective to come through the noise and stink of the maintenance section to the bar. To arrest someone, or to investigate a crime. But she had the fades, and if the boss found out, she'd be fired for putting her team in danger. So illicit meds and unsavory locations were her fate. Dr. Bynes was at his usual table. He was here most days for at least a couple of hours. There were official medical clinics in the maintenance section, but they kept records. If you needed too much attention, you were too expensive, and you would find yourself downgraded to a manufacturing job. Most people didn't last long in those roles, so Bynes supplied off-the-books aid. The open pit was about the size of 10 residential quarters, filled with long black plastic tables and cheap gray plastic chairs. There wasn't much privacy to be found in the pub. But Dr. Bynes sat at the far end of the left-hand table. No one around him within hearing, and by some kind of tradition, no one faced the table either. That agreement didn't extend to Sophie until she was within his private circle. Eyes watched as she passed. Expecting a raid, maybe? As a detective, she didn't wear a uniform, but a good cop was more about attitude than armor.
"You're out of your meds already, Detective Allen?" Bynes asked.
He was old even for someone in the support cast. The higher you were on the ladder, the longer you might live. No guarantees even for the elites at the top. In space, shit happened, and it didn't care how powerful you were. Somehow Bynes had lived to be old enough to look wise. Sophie wasn't convinced that working a medical black market to keep the lower castes healthy was real wisdom. She didn't care. She needed the meds and the secrecy. "Running low," she said, taking the chair to his right. From there, she could see the whole room. "I don't want to run out on the job. Hard to keep an attack secret."
"I can get you the operation on the quiet. Then you won't have to visit our humble bar as often."
The operation would fix the condition, but it was risky, and she didn't trust that it would be completely private. "Just the meds." He opened his hand and showed her the package of caplets.
"I only have a few days, but I could get more."
Sophie took the package and slipped it into her back pocket. "How much?" Bynes looked around to see if anyone was paying attention. Sophie didn't need to check. She was always on alert.
"Nothing but a favor," he finally said.
"I'm not that kind of cop." There were plenty of cops he could buy to let him operate his side business. Probably had already. "I'll pay cash and keep our agreement like always." She reached for the credits tucked in her inside pocket. Bynes shook his head.
"The favor is nothing you will want to refuse," he said. "Things are odd these days, don't you feel it?"
"Nothing unusual," Sophie answered. "The normal grumbling from the lower castes and complaining from the elites and executive." To be honest, she hadn't been paying a lot of attention to the mood of the station.
"Not unusual yet," Bynes said. "But something is bubbling. If there's a riot, I will need protection."
Unrest was the norm on the huge ore processing station known as the Mallet, officially designated Station 51. There were occasional large-scale fights down in maintenance and manufacturing, far from the elites living on the top levels, but the punishment for interrupting commerce was severe. The docking bays on each end of the rectangular station were busy all day, taking in ore and raw materials at the front and sending product out on transport ships at the back. The main purpose of the station was to collect, process and ship the products of the mining operations in the system, officially at least. The unofficial purpose was to skim as much as possible without getting caught. Some of the incoming material was for the maintenance of the station,
but a good 10% of the rest went into the credit accounts of the people running the black market. The last time a fight turned into a full-on revolution was over 100 standard years ago. In her 43 standard years, Sophie couldn't remember any large-scale violence erupting. She hoped to never experience it. But when your home got its name from the way it pounded every drop of hope and kindness out of its inhabitants, no one believed in peace lasting for long. "Where's the trouble?" she asked. "I can go take a look."
"You'll need to take your partner," Bynes said. "Little thing like you needs a big backup."
"Fuck you," Sophie said, not taking offense at the poke about her lack of height. Tall or short didn't matter in her job. Results were all anyone cared about. "I usually need to protect Rick, not the other way around." Bynes laughed.
"You are smarter than him, true."
"I'll tell him you said that." Sophie stood, preparing to head to the bullpen and start her day. Bynes touched her arm. His humor gone, he said,
"Don't go anywhere alone if you can avoid it. You might be able to take care of yourself, but everyone needs a partner these days, if only to pull you out of a fight."
Or prevent one? It was rare for a cop to get into trouble anywhere on the station, but it did happen. Two cops? She couldn't imagine a situation where it would be worth the risk. Attacking a cop was death. No trial, no appeal, no waiting. A partner would set his weapon to fatal and shoot before even thinking about calling for help. "I'll be careful," she said. "But I have to do my job, just like everyone on the station. No passengers, right?" Bynes nodded.
"Not every cop has your condition. Don't let that slip your mind. You are vulnerable if you have an attack."
"I know. Thanks for the meds." She turned, glared at the other patrons like she was thinking of arresting everyone, and stalked out. After all, a cop had a reputation to maintain, and she wanted them all thinking her presence had been official, so they wouldn't start wondering why she needed to see the doctor, and start planning how to use it to their advantage.